Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Joe Cocker bringing us back. Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thought I'd give you a little Joe there, wake you up a little bit, get you going. And thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. Did I say that? And Jim Copeland's here. I don't think I said that, but I did it in the previous segments, but he's still with us, thank God. And he's been with us now for 8 years. This is his eighth anniversary. Again, Jim, happy anniversary. Thanks for bestowing your wisdom on us all these years. And he's the director of the Center for Legal Policy at the Manhattan Institute, and it's manhattan-institute.org, right, Jim?
That's absolutely right, and they can find this new report we've got at www.triallawyersinc.com.
All right, and that's where Jim reports on all the things that you need to know about where the trial bar is contributing to the United States not being competitive, and maybe your state, and that's what we're talking about. A couple of things quick, Jim, in this segment. Number one, I want you to talk about the reforms in a second that you recommend, some things that people can do in their states to prevent some of the stuff that's happening. But before we do this, I think we should point out that you point out in your report that this is not a Democrat or a Republican thing, is it?
No, it's not. The Democratic attorneys general are probably a little more likely to engage in this. Of the folks on our leadership team, 7 of the 8 are Democrats, and the big
when you say leadership team, that's an ignominious team, right?
Absolutely. Well, it's what we're calling. It's the 8 folks we singled out for special focus as particularly prone to this type of behavior
abuse
we're talking about.
Yeah.
But 1 of the 8 is a Republican,
yeah,
Mark Shurtleff.
So it's bipartisan.
And a Republican AG of Utah. And there are other Republicans we talk about in the report as well. Some of those are now former AGs, so they didn't make the leadership team. And some
right.
of them are fairly new, so we're not going to say someone's one of the worst if he's just been on the job a year or two. We're going to wait and see exactly how that all plays out. But clearly there are Republicans that do this as well. The Democrats have been a little more likely historically to do this practice.
Well, the Democrat Party has a cozier relationship with the trial bar. There's no question about that. That's not me making a partisan statement, folks. It's just a fact.
It's very, very clear, and the Democrats generally are going to be a little more anti-business in orientation on average, so you're going to have Democrat AGs that may buy into these theories of suing these businesses more, and then, of course, they're going to be closer on
right.
average with the trial
right.
lawyers, too. So,
all right, so what are the reforms that you're recommending? How would people get started fixing this in their state?
Well, there are a number of different ideas out there. The one we talk about the most in our report is something called the Private Attorney Retention Sunshine Act, or PARSA. It's a model piece of legislation put together by the American Legislative Exchange Council, and various states have adopted this in various permutations. 10 states overall have passed this legislation in some form. 2 in the last year, Arizona and Indiana. Now, those 2 states aren't states that have been particularly bad in this, but it's going to sort of, once you have the legislation out there, which would do various things, it would make this transparent. These contracts have to be put on the Internet so that people can inspect them.
So if they farm out the litigation to private firms, it has to be under the sunlight.
It's got to be under the sunlight. The legislature's got to have oversight.
Ah.
They have to have competitive bidding.
Either.
Exactly. There's fee limits on this legislation so that either the top dollar number of fees are capped, or if it's a contract over a certain dollar figure, that there've got to be some limits on either the hourly billing rates or the total dollars
right.
that can go, or something like that.
So it's called PARSA, right?
PARSA.
Say it again.
PARSA, the Private Attorney Retention Sunshine Act, and ten of the
let me so 10 states have it, folks. Here's the thing you need to understand. those 10 states are now, if you're not living in one of those 10 states, then those 10 states are more competitive than your state is when the next plant, the next operation from a bigger company wants to move to another place, that you're not competitive with them if you're not one of those 10 states. What do you think, Jim?
I think it's clearly a factor that creates a competitive advantage if you've got a better legal climate, and this is a part of that legal climate. So,
and if you're a member of your Chamber of Commerce, if you're a member of your Economic Development Authority or whatever in your community, you can start this ball rolling from your local area. You can be a leader in this. Hey, Jim, thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, we'll see you next time. Jim Copeland, ladies and gentlemen, good information there. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after the news. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.